Hey, cutie girl, it's your world. When you walk the streets, step into the beat. Hey, RuPaul, why you not making the black girls win? You give it to Nymphia win this season. What is wrong with you? But hi.
We're going to get into it.
Hi, RuPaul. RuPaul, this is for you. This episode is for you, RuPaul. Give me the ick. Hi, girly. Hi.
Hi. How are we?
It's been a hot minute since these two faggots been on this podcast.
No, it's like we hate each other.
I know, we hate each other. The streets are saying the Dan and Nick podcast is over.
But the streets be wrong about many things, of which we shall also get into today, because I got some words for the streets.
Oh, we have word for the streets. Welcome, girlies, guys, days, them, and everybody else. It is the month of April. We are still fucking freezing. But this is the podcast to get things heated up. We are the Love Brown Games podcast. This week, you're featuring me, Nick Charles, and the legendary, delectable, the moist, modesty monarchy of Clapham, Dan James LDN. Hi, mama.
Let me talk to you about legendary. Ooh. Okay.
Talk to me.
Because I know who I am.
Legendary or legendary?
Who I am, okay? Mm-hmm. Now, let's get into some stories from the streets about this weekend.
Oh, wow.
When I tell you, okay, that... So I went to Exist, which is this new kind of like day party thing that was planned by this guy I know that Nico, called Nico. So we went. We had a good old time. Like a surprising good time because it was like... It started at 2 o'clock in the afternoon on Saturday and went till 10.
Okay? A day party? For the gays? Yeah. Okay.
But it was inside a club.
Ooh.
So it was like, we left at like 9 o'clock.
Okay.
Me and the girls. And we were like, it's 6 o'clock in the morning. Like, we're ready to go. Everything. And we're like, no. This is the evening time. This is when people are doing pre-drinks.
Oh my God.
Okay. Now, then I'm talking to Marco. Shout out Marco. Hi, baby. And here's...
She do be listening. Yeah.
And he sends me this cute picture of us that we took at our friend Sim's birthday brunch. Oh, okay. Now, yes. Marco's giving me a little kiss on the cheek and I'm pouting. And I'm like, for the girls who are in the know, I have been accused of doing some things that I have not done. And I have explained myself multiple times to those who have accused and have thoughts. And they still continue to disbelieve me. So I'm like, okay, do you know what? If that's how we're going to be, let me be silly about it. So I upload this picture onto Instagram with the caption, happy anniversary. Because it's kind of about this time, minus a few months, a year and a bit ago, that me and Marco became friends. So I'm doing it. I'm like, look, if you think something's going to happen, then let you think something's going to happen. I'm going to celebrate my girl as much as I can whenever I can. You know how I am.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. Tell me why this boy who I have met on a night out and I would describe as almost insanely my type. He messages me and he responds to this story and he says something like, oh, you two look so cute together. And I'm like, I'm not fumbling the bag like this. Mm-mm. You ain't going to catch me out like that, girl. So I was like, baby, don't worry. It's just a joke. We're friends. That's all it is. Da, 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 da. So then I followed it up with, from that comment to be like, so like, don't be scared to ask me out or feel free to ask me out because I know you're going to. To which, let me tell you what this man says to me. He's not going to ask me out after this because I'm airing him out on thing. But let me go into thing. Let me find this picture.
She's going through the DMs, honey. She needs to dig deep.
So I say, so feel free to ask me out. And then he says, I am afraid to ask you out.
Oh.
To which I said, why are you afraid? He says, you're too hot. And I was like, what?
I mean, we know, but you need to tell me.
What? No, we don't know. We don't know. I am in no way too hot to ask out. Okay? I know when I'm out, okay, I have a distinctive style. You can see me from across the club when any time you look. Okay? You will find me. Which is fine until the few times in my life that, you know, Dan James wants to disappear to one of the rooms where they turn the lights off. And y'all can still clock me across the room.
Mm. And there's been too many fucking dick.
She do not be. She do not be. Famously, she do not be. Don't be making that face. Girls can't say, but I can. So I'm just like, there's no way that this man, let me tell you, this man is beautiful. He got a gorgeous face. He got a great body. Okay. I've spoken to him once. He's like real nice to talk to as well. He seems quite nice and sweet. There's no way that that man who has all that looks at me and is like, you are too hot to ask out. And even when I open the door to say, literally ask me out, I am ready. Let's get some dinner. He says, you're too hot to ask out, to which I'm like, now I know you're lying. Now I know you're lying. Because if I have opened the gateway for allow you to come do that and you ain't going to do that, you mm-hmm. just don't want to. So you could just play it off as you don't want to. You ain't going to make about me.
And that's fine.
It's perfectly fine. I don't need to be wanted by everybody. I will continue to appreciate you from afar if that is what you like. You don't have to bring it to me. So why are we lying?
Mm.
And let me tell you something else about the streets. Okay. Mm-mm. I don't know.
listeners, I told you, we call this episode, we call this segment Dan Debate. I'm telling you. This is the DDL with Dan. Dan Debates London. DDL. Go on then.
No, I should let you speak. This is
I love it. I told you, I love the DDL. The DDL. Dan Debates London. The DDL. Let's leave it like that. We're calling it that from now, the DDL.
Because no.
I don't be out here in these streets as much as this woman. I be out here talking my fag talk on this side of the city. But do tell me.
Look, I am a street cleaner, okay? I'll be there to just make sure everything's okay, nice and sparkly. I don't be doing the streets behavior like the rest of you girls. Ooh. Nothing against it. Sometimes a little bit jealous that I get into it too much.
Not these people catching strays on this podcast, thanks to you.
But basically, what I seem to be finding is I am very much in my come date me era. I'm ready.
Mm.
Like, if you're a man,
you
like,
said it with some determination.
I'm ready. Whenever you're ready, I'm ready. Look, when I say or have expressed that I'm interested in you and you are interested in me, I don't see why we can't go get ourselves a cocktail or two and get to know each other. Mm-hmm. Or get a coffee, walk through the park, go out for a nice little bowl of ramen, spend some time just seeing what the vibe is. But what I get back, and I understand why, okay, because distinctive style, I'm loud as hell, and I don't stop myself from being myself around other people. I'm not one of you stand on the side bitches. That ain't me. That's not my bag. I will be in the middle. I will be garnering some attention. I'm sorry. It's who I am. Step up to the plate and try and handle it.
And that's correct.
Mm-hmm. But that does mean I will often get the feedback that I am intimidating for people.
Mm-hmm.
Which is where I'm now going to draw the line. Because I am nice to whoever comes across me. Most of the time. Unless you come to me with some, like, I'm going to be a dick energy, in which case I'll give it straight back to you. Mm. I will be nice to you. And I will try and make you feel welcome. Mm-hmm. And I will try and, like, make sure you're open and do whatever.
Mm-hmm.
That should not stop you from feeling comfortable enough to ask me out for ramen. To which I'm now saying, if you want to ask me out for ramen, I will say yes. Sometimes.
Okay.
But if I'm not feeling it with you, mm-hmm. I will hold my hand up and I will be honest about that so that you are not put in a predicament that I am being put in, where the girls are feeling it, then they're not, then you open it up, then they're scared of you, and you're like,
mm-hmm.
Why do you all want meek little quiet boys? What's happening? This show is loud brown gays.
Listen, the girls are gagging for it. Give the girls what they want.
They are hiding from me.
maybe you're looking in the wrong place.
You know, you make a solid point. You make a great point. Where are the other? But where are they? Because if they're in the club and if they're in someone's kitchen and we're not in the gym, like, I'm not going to meet you at work. I work with 9 people.
Me neither.
What happened to a good old time where your friends would set you up with another person? They'd be like, you got a nice look and energy. You got a nice look and energy. Why is that not happening either?
Because usually the other party's ugly.
You make another great point. Okay, so this section might be called Dan's Debates, but we need one called Nick's Great Points.
It's the truth. I have never been hooked up with someone good looking in my life that a friend invited me to. It's always some... Yeah, that. But I'm just good.
You do wonder, like, where did you get this one? And then you look at them and you think, what do you think of me?
Yeah, exactly. And that's... I'm gonna say something very telling here. Straight friends, whenever you look into when you are approaching me to introduce me to someone, you should really know me, because you might know that that's not my type. And it's very telling of our friendship if you try to hook me with someone ugly. This friendship is a fraud.
Yeah, you ain't paying attention. You ain't listening to me.
Yeah, we ain't friends. Like Dan, I mean, it's very obvious. Everyone knows my type. A ginger man with a beard, tree flights in the wind.
there is no length of flight that you will not take to go find that ginger man with a beard.
And I've done some miles for some men before.
I remember the up and down to Scotland. I was there.
Not me when I used to date the man who used to live in fucking. Where was it? It was literally. Oh, it was a mission.
It was what, half an hour for every inch?
But the dick was okay.
The dick was okay.
But I wanna bring it in and tell you something real quick. I think nowadays the quality of the men that I want to date, it's not giving it. So I just want to, I'm gonna tell you something. I want to tell you something, Dan James LDN. Men, for me right now, I just get the ick easily.
Let's
talk about the icks. And I'm going to tell you one of my icks right now that I found, because I have recently, right, I'll tell you something that's interesting. I recently was at work, and I work with straight people. Fun. And I was talking about, like, dating and yada, yada, yada. And this straight man said, oh, well, what apps do you use? I was like, oh, well, I don't use Grindr anymore. Tinder bores me. And Hinge is just boring. He's like, you should use Field.
That is Field.
Straight people telling on themselves again. The usual shit. So I was like, oh, what's Field? So I go on to the app store, checking it out. Field is an app that is made and structured for straight men and straight women, or they, them, whoever you identify, to have not only open relationships, swinging, and just be open about what they want, sexual preference, which is great.
Okay.
Which is great. But when you're a gay girly on apps like that, it's not so great, because every fucking straight girl wants to be like, oh, well, I never had a treatment with a gay man. Baby, I am not your toy. And that, for me, is an ick. Let me tell you why. Because you're not trying to sleep with me because you want to. It's because your man wants to try a bit of penis. Baby, that's an ick for me. You know why? Let a man come to me and say, I want some penis. Why are we using the girl as a third latter? Why? Tell me you want the penis.
I know, I get this, but you know that with some bisexual men, like, they really get stuck on, like, not being able to just say, like, they want a taste of the girls. Mm-hmm. So for them, it's an easier access point if they're doing it with, like, a girl. Because they female. can still hold on to, like, oh, no, I'm straight. It was just, like, we were playing around in the thing. I mean, like, girl, okay. Baby. But I get it. Like, I'm fully open to dating a bisexual guy. But you got to be comfortable with your bisexuality, because I ain't playing with nobody who ain't ready.
Well, I love to eat. And I don't mind double dipping in some Nutella jars. You know.
Why you got to say Nutella jars?
Ooh. I'm winning the experiences today. I'm winning.
Yeah, but ooh, that gives me a different image.
Ooh, the Nutella jar. You think about, in Matilda, when he eats the cake, that messy mouth.
You need to stop. You absolutely need to stop.
I've eaten some Nutella jars like that before. Not on this podcast. That's another thing
why I don't play around with straight men, because they don't know how to clean themselves.
Ick.
They don't know how to clean themselves. Mm-hmm. And I'm like I like a guy showered. I like a guy who's tried. Mm. I very rarely am I gonna be the bottom of the scenario, but if I am, even if I'm not, like, I'm gonna be clean for you. Because I don't know if you wanna go have a little taste. And I would like it to taste delectable and delicious. And instead, what are we doing here? Like, what are we doing?
Which take me to point B, right, of my other ick, what I was on about. Gay men, if I'm coming to your house and I'm spending the night and I'm just like, oh, I'm, you know, having a shower. Gay men using a 5-in-1 shower and shampoo, you are disgusting and you need to be cursed at. Dan, not me, went to sleep with a man the other day and he had a 5-in-1 shower gel in his house. A 5-in-1... Oh.
Didn't stop you, they did it.
Well, the boosie was already boiled down, so, you know.
You were already there.
I was already there, so... But it's like... How, baby, you can't go to a little Aldi and pay a little £1 for a little, a fake lemon and mint shower gel, or, you know, buy a little soap, baby.
Honestly, I'm with you. Like, care about yourself.
A gay man in this economy?
After baby. Beyonce released Sacred Hair Care and you can't, you're still in a 5-in-1?
A 5-in-1, you know, shower gel. And it wasn't
What's
even
the head. Fifth thing?
it's hair, body, skin. And something else. It's stupid. Face
Is
and
it like face and shaving?
Oh, yeah. One of them. Oh.
Yeah, okay, I promise you guys, I ain't doing any of them.
Mm-mm.
It's not doing a single thing. Let it go. Mm-mm. Let me tell you one thing I don't like, and I worked this out the other day. Well, firstly, to set up, obviously in the episode last week, Seb asked me to describe what I do like about men. And I was very specific there. Mm-hmm. This is going to probably explain to a lot of you why... No one wants to date me. So this is why thing is.
So this is Dan telling on himself. Let's go.
I don't like a man who dresses too well.
Oh, I'm seated for this. I'm seated for this.
Let me tell you why. Okay. I have what I would say is no interest in fashion at all. Like,
I mean, I beg to differ. You have some je ne sais quoi, but go on.
I like to dress up on the... When I'm going out, I like to, like, look a little... Look, cunty boots, okay? Oh. I like to look a little fun. That's basically it. That is the level of interest I have in people's clothes or, like, style or anything. Sometimes people will send me videos from fashion shows and I'll have a look and I'll be like, the girl can walk or she can't. That's basically it. I love that you love it if you love it. I'm not sure I could be with you if you are dressed so well, because what am I going to wear to the date?
True.
I'm going to turn up in my t-shirt and jeans or like combats and you're going to be like, oh, oh, okay. And like, we're not within the same spaces.
Yeah.
How are we going to be able to have conversations? Because you're going to talk to me about Balenciaga and I'm going to smile at you and be like, you're so pretty.
Very not. And I'm a Primark girly here. Happy to say.
Oh, I'm a slavery. I modern day slavery.
At least it's not Shein. That part. You know what? We really need to fucking record this podcast sometime, because there's wild things you'll be doing on this podcast sometimes that you all don't see.
Let me just ask. Okay. So.
That's Nathan. Shout out to Nathan on Twitter.
So, Shein, right? Now, business practices aside, they are steadily becoming the best place to go if you want a very specific look to do and you're working on a budget.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, I'm not saying that Shein are good. I'm not saying that you should go shop there. I'm saying if I shop there, mind your business. I know it's wrong, but sometimes I got to look in mind and ASOS, Boohoo and the rest just aren't giving it to me the way that Shein will be able to give it to me in six to eight working days.
Well, I'm going to say that they had a pop-up in Liverpool last week and I was there in front row center, but I didn't say I'd buy anything. I might have browsed and walked out with a plastic bag that was a Shein branded bag. Doesn't mean I buy anything.
Exactly. I might be on the website every now and then giving them some money.
It's fine.
What are you going to do? Kill me?
Yeah. I give them money so they can keep the website running with some bandwidth. It's fine. I'm not buying anything.
If they didn't use modern slaves, I would support them more. But they do. We got to move on. We're terrible people.
Anyway, I want to talk about something very much so.
But are you done on X? Because I got
no. No, I have one for you. Let's say the man of your dreams, beautiful, stunning Asian, because you know Dan loves to eat Thai food.
They don't have to be.
Look, I got receipts.
If there is ever an episode where we are going to get cancelled, it is this one. Yeah, fine. Okay, go. Carry on.
Where
they
this man
don't have to be, by the way. Just to be clear, they don't have to be.
But yes. Anyway, Miss Man, he's stunning, beautiful, your type, good skin, beautiful, riz, everything. And this man decides that he has a mustache. What are we going to do? Oh, Dan's biggest ache is a mustache. We've had the conversation.
I genuinely wouldn't be able to look past it.
Really? You wouldn't try to shave it all during the night? Be like, oops, sorry, my shaver fell.
Because I try and not be the type of person to like double guess my partner's choices. Like, if this is what you've chosen to do, if this makes you happy, fine. If I hate it,
Would you choose to stay?
I genuinely would consider breaking up with them.
Wow.
I'm sorry, girls. I'm really sorry. I hate them.
You heard it here first.
You heard it here multiple times. And someone's going to read me in the gym tomorrow. No, hate them. I just don't know why. But also, girls with the mustaches, some of the boys love them. They fuck with them so deep. So, like, you are not losing anything by losing me. I'm losing things by losing y'all.
Is it just not visually appealing to you, or is it just
hideous? It's awful. It's ugly. It's so bad. It's like, why have you like a stubble around the thing? You can have a prominent mustache so long as there is strong enough stubble to support it around the rest of your face. 100% on board. Knock yourself out. If it's just a bit more prominent, fine. Like how Seb runs his, right? When Seb runs his facial hair, it looks cute. He pulls it off. Okay. Down on it. When you have a standalone mustache, you look like a badly drawn cartoon character. You look like you made a mistake shaving your face and you just haven't noticed. I hate them. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Are you talking about Are you talking about the Looney Tunes character with the big mustache and the cowboy hat and the small legs?
Yeah, you look like whatever his name is. Yellowstone Jim or something.
Yeah, some shit like that.
Something like that. Yellowstone Jim.
So what's going to happen is the mustache committee is going to find your house and we are being burned down. That's fine. Dan lives in Clapham.
Burn it down because I don't want to fuck you because you got a mustache. I didn't know my opinion was so important to you.
Just listen to the Cowboy Carter album on repeat being played and you'll find a house.
Okay. I'm glad you said that because that was going to be my other. But you brought up Cowboy Carter and I just very quickly want to bring up something about Cowboy Carter. Yes, in our review episode, girls, thanks for listening.
Yes.
Currently most listened to episodes this year. So, you know, Beyonce's impact. I need to apologize specifically to two tracks on Cowboy Carter.
Oh, wow. I'm seated for this.
Because I didn't get them then, but I get it now.
I know it's my favorite.
I would like to apologize firstly to Just For Fun.
Oh!
Like, she's cute. She's sad, she's slow and she's soft. I love her. The one I need to get on my knees and beg forgiveness for is Flamenco.
Okay, good. That's it.
What was I thinking? What was I thinking when I said that was a skip?
Listeners, remember my take, I liked it and Dan said no and skipped it. I love to see it. I love when a plan comes together. This is growth.
There is no reason why anyone should continue listening to this show. I am an idiot.
You were like, no. You were so big with your whole chest.
With my entire chest, I said, skip that song. Don't you ever in your life. That song, Flamenco, top 5 for me. easy top five. She has knocked some of the other girls out. Sorry, Jolene. Love you. I'll see you later another day. I'm listening to flamenco.
I love that with your whole chest, you are back on this podcast being so real. And you know what? I love that for you.
Love Look, this. I am the type of person who I can realize my mistakes and own up to them. And I was wrong about Just For Fun and flamenco. Alligator Tears. You still in the kids' seat in the back, okay? We're taking you along for the ride, but only because we're legally required to. If we didn't have to, you wouldn't be here. But Just For Fun and flamenco? And the way I'm going to need eventually, when somebody decides to come into my life and have sex with me, I'm going to need to get my rocks off to that moment in that song.
Correct.
I'm going to need to hold somebody close while flamenco is playing and let them know through my touch that I fuck with them. It's going to be a whole different story. It's going to be a whole different story.
Also, while we're on the topic of Miss Cowboy Carter, I do love the fact that she silenced the haters with this wash hair stuff. I was here for it. She's like, oh, you want to see a wash day? Let me show you. Love that for her. Then she read the whole room. She was like, oh, yeah, wait, what about me wearing wigs? I was like, oh, Beyonce.
And you see how they're still being dumb about it? And they're just being like, I saw a take today about Beyonce is upsetting, disrespecting black women because her hair is long and it's playing on their insecurities about their own hair growth. And I was like, did you not, what? Did you not expect Beyonce's hair to be perfect? It's Beyonce. That woman got money and access to everything. Of course her hair is going to be perfect.
Let's forget hair. Neil Farina, who is a Trinidadian, is her touring and goes, he is her hair fucking, she goes everywhere with her. Of course she's going to have healthy hair. Baby, the woman done fucking around.
She put out a line of products to be like, girls, here's some stuff you can do to make your hair healthy too. Correct. What do you want? What do you want? Shut up.
I know we all talk about Beyonce, but it's true. I saw a take the other day about someone saying that we're not supporting Post Malone because apparently people were sounding off in his comments about Beyonce and was being racist to her. Do you hear about this or is it just hearsay? Because I didn't see it.
So Post Malone is a man who makes music and therefore I don't pay attention to him.
Oh, wow.
So I did not see this.
Violence.
Unless Post Malone said something about Beyonce, like, I don't need to hold him to account because of what people in his comments and mentions are doing. I really doubt Post Malone is even looking at that. That man is getting high somewhere in California,
but
probably not showering.
You know what's mental to me? The fact that if you go on his Spotify, Levi Jeans is his most listened to song.
As it should be.
This woman's influence. What influence? How are you rocking out here and your top song being Beyonce's Levi Jeans? Okay, let's go.
Okay. Very quickly, while we're on the subject, we got 2 minutes left of the show. So just very quick, two things. Number one, Drag Race. We know Safira should have won. Nymphia won. Silly, but fine. Okay. RuPaul, pick either the winner of the season wins or the winner of the last episode wins. Stop chopping and changing between the two of them. Okay. Just pick a route. That's all I want to say on that. Tortured Poets Department. You get 1 minute of my time today.
Okay.
Hot. No. Soft, cold garbage.
I didn't listen. I'm sorry, girls. And I love a bit of T-Swift sometimes, but it's a big pass for me. It's not for me. Sorry.
I listened to the first four songs, turned it off, asked my friend who listened to the whole album, what songs do I need to listen to? And she's a Taylor Swift fan. So, fully unbiased, what songs do I need to listen to? And she literally said, none of them.
Oh, there we go.
Don't bother.
There we go. But I will tell you who I am seeing tomorrow while this podcast is really odd. Of Tate McRae. Lovey. Tate McSlay, honey. That's the pop girly doing the bits at the minutes because Dua ain't doing shit. So I'll tell you the next best thing.
Dua ain't doing shit. This era.
Oh, this rollout is piss poor.
We've been through it once, but my God, girl.
No, this is terrible. Dan and Anna, you know me, I'm a big dude. I stand with you, Alipa, but this rollout, these... Illusion is cute, but... the whole...
Illusion ain't cute.
Dan, I didn't even pre-order the album. That's telling you something. And I'm a fan. I even share a photo. I was like, I ain't sharing this on my Instagram. Sorry.
Yeah.
I post nothing. It's time. I'm gonna stick with my tape and grab my Sabrina cap and turn the corner over here. It's cute. I'll do that.
Sabrina Carpenter, she's cute. God, we were moving like, literally moving at like a million miles a minute this episode.
I know, right? That. It's time to go, honeys.
Right, let's get the fuck out of here. We were talking for like 6 minutes.
Let's get out of here, girlies. Sorry, my headphone just fell off my ear. But I'm still here, looking cute, like giving cunt.
You want to do the links or?
You can find Nick Charles at nickcharles.lesbian at onlyfans.com. Big old lesbian visibility day to all the lesbian girls listening. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Not me had a drink on this podcast before recording. Okay, bye.
You can find Nick on It's Nick Charles on Instagram and Twitter. You can find me at Dan James LDN. We'll be back next week. Bye.
Bye.
Not lesbian.
Not lesbian.
You want to do Lesbian Visibility Day?
We'll just give up for the lesbian girlies out here.
You're a menace.
I had a drink.
You're an actual menace. You need to be stopped.
I had a drink and it's fine. Bye, girlies.